When it came to the gang, we were in the business of making memories. Whether pulling killer pranks or attempting unbelievable stunts, my specialty, or tackling over-the-top projects together, we had a way of doing things that people would talk about for a long time. The kind of stuff that inspired. And this year was no different. This year we needed memories that would last us a lifetime. Because after saying goodbye, that's all you have left to hold on to. I kicked things off for us at the Summer Sound Festival, which was this huge weekend party held outdoors on the Long Island Sound. There were tons of food trucks and vendors, live music and entertainment, and people. It was the place to be. All of our parents went, but we ditched them and met up with each other as soon as we got there. For all the hype, the festival really wasn't anything that great. The music lineup was just a bunch of local nobodies, and the vendor stuff was even lamer. But Lexi dragged us through tent after tent, because no way could she miss out on any shopping. "Do we really need to walk through all this?" I complained. "Don't be a sourpuss," Jessica replied. "Look at it this way. Maybe you can find some pretty jewelry to buy for Lexi." "Yeah, that's the attitude," Lexi said, batting her eyelashes at me. She loved me now, but before long she'd be ready to kill me. That was our relationship, hot and cold. It was borderline torture, but I tagged along like her lost puppy. Her real foo-foo ankle biter, Margot, was at home because of a strict festival policy. No dogs allowed. I got why Danielle liked the artist booths with the paintings and drawings, and why Anna liked the photography stuff. What killed me was the way Luke was all into the vendors displaying their inventions. He was fascinated by their creativity. Even Jeffrey seemed interested. Maybe not at the booths selling handmade doll clothes or quilts, but he was down with the metal and woodworking stuff. He got excited when he found a small wooden toy train that he was able to buy for his little brother, Asher. I got excited when I found a concession stand in the back of the fourth tent. I was starving, but Lexi wasn't about to stop shopping, so I grabbed a super chili dog for the road. They piled the cheese and onions on top of that thing. The bigger the mess, the tastier the food. I stuffed it in my mouth and chomped down. "Mmm," I moaned. Mustard spurted out the back end and landed on my shirt. "Ugh, Peter, are you serious? I can't take you anywhere," Lexi said, groaning. "It's just mustard," I said. I swiped the blob off my shirt with my finger and stuck it in her mouth. Lexi made an awful face and jerked away.
"You're disgusting," she screeched. "I hate you."
She hauled off and punched me in the chest.
"Yeah, but you love me,"
I teased and laughed. Lexi huffed and stomped off, but she didn't really hate me. Consider this a warm-up, because she was nowhere near as mad as she would get. The mustard finger trick was a good one, but my best idea was yet to come. I stuffed the rest of the dog in my mouth and followed her. After what felt like an eternity, Lexi finally found something she liked. A toe ring with a sea glass jewel. It was cool, and, surprisingly, it wasn't the most expensive thing there. But she wouldn't let me buy it, because she was still playing mad. "You're being stubborn," I said.
"I don't care," she snapped.
I tried, but whatever. When she finished paying, I took the lead and found the nearest exit. It was a beautiful day, and the last thing I wanted was to spend every minute of it undercover. Enough was enough. The one cool thing about the festival was all the outdoor games the organizers had put out for people to use. There were volleyball nets, bocce ball sets, and can jam courts spread out along the beach. Most everything was being used, but I spotted a free spike ball kit. "Come on, let's try it," I urged.